Well, good morning, everyone. And good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Trinity Talks today. So I'm Elizabeth Archer, and I am really excited to have members of the Neighborhood Assessment Team joining me today. So we've got Kyla, Jesse, and Tracy. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So about a year ago, or maybe even half a year ago, there was no such thing as a Neighborhood Assessment Team. Now, here I am sitting with you guys, and this, I'm just going to move my mic. This amazing document that I actually had a lot of fun and learned a lot from reading. And I'm really hoping that we can go through what the Neighborhood Assessment Team is and what you did and learn a little bit about your findings as well and what that means for us here at Trinity. Now, Kyla, you talked a little bit about it last week at church, but we're going to go into it a little bit more in depth today. Now, I know, before we get started, some people may be wondering, what is the neighborhood? And I know that that was one of your initial challenges, was defining Trinity's community. So I'm just going to show a map for people who are watching at home online, or if they are looking. We should have a map of Trinity Streetsville, just a map of the area. There it is. So these are the firm boundaries of what Streetsville is. Now, did you stick to the firm boundaries, or did they sort of blur?
Yeah, they sort of blurred a little bit. Yes, because when we were looking at things like census data, that takes in the sort of, voter municipality, which goes beyond sort of Streetsville.
Right into a little bit of the Meadowvale
And we know
area.
That folks who are going to church here are not necessarily living in that strict area.
That's right. So we sort of spread out. Mm-hmm. So you use this area, but a little bit as a guide, but not as a firm boundary.
Yeah.
And then let's just show a picture of our Streetsville village here. So anyone who's not familiar with Trinity and Streetsville, this is one of our shopping strips right on the street that our Trinity is located on. Mm-hmm. So Kyla, you are the one who sort of spearheaded this whole idea of doing a neighborhood assessment. And I'm wondering if you could share why come up with this idea. Maybe tell me a little bit about your passions and motivations behind this.
Yeah, for sure. So the idea for this really started first with a conversation with Pastor Rob, and then a conversation that expanded to Trinity's Outreach Committee. And it was really the question that kept coming up in my mind was, how do we move beyond ministry in the walls of the church? How do we do ministry in a way that's really engaging folks who maybe don't come into our church building, right? And one of the challenges with knowing, you know, what would that ministry look like is not knowing what are the needs and the opportunities that actually exist around us, right? And so before, you know, we could just launch out and start a particular ministry to do a particular thing. And there's not necessarily anything wrong with that, but it would be helpful to have a sense of what's actually needed and why we're doing what we're doing. And so this neighborhood assessment process was really about answering those questions. What are the needs? What are the opportunities? And how has God gifted Trinity to be able to respond to those things?
I love that. There's a lot of wisdom there. I love that you've connected opportunities and needs together. I think that's a great first step. So then you came up with a team. And who is on this neighborhood assessment team?
Yeah, so there ended up being seven of us on the team. So myself and Jesse and Tracy, as well as Sue Flack and Paul and Lauren and Adrian were the other folks who volunteered to join me in this venture.
well done, guys. So I assume there's a little bit of passion behind this for each of you here. So Jesse, why did you decide to join the neighborhood assessment team?
Yeah, so I've always been interested in kind of trying to find out more ways to help out locally, which is why my life group's helped a lot with the Open Door in the past.
Right.
And then in terms of like long-term goals of me being here at Trinity, especially now getting more involved in different parts of ministries, is trying to see if there's a way to help Trinity be a visible pillar in the community more than it already has so far. And also Kyla kind of mentioned this briefly, but I was also part of the outreach committee. So it seemed like a natural fit for me to help out for this particular group.
Perfect. Great. Well, what about you, Tracy?
So in my case, I grew up in Mississauga and lived here most of my life. And I've seen how Mississauga has changed, how it's grown and evolved. I've seen how demographics have changed. Also, on a personal side, one of my interests over the years has been reading books like Boom, Bust, and Echo and Outliers. And through reading these books, we learned that success is not necessarily, or is success is necessarily possibly just because of a certain time in history. something can be successful, mm-hmm. or basically because of a shift in demographics. So I enjoy thinking about this when I see how organizations change over the time. And I've enjoyed thinking about this, looking at Trinity over the years as well. So that's how I was interested. And when back in July or August, when Rob mentioned that we would be doing a neighborhood assessment at the end of one of the services, I got really excited, automatically thought that, you know, a third party organization was coming in with some consultants to do this, because it is a professional thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, well, you know, I won't be able to participate in this, but I'm so happy that they're doing it. And then in September, when I walked around the ministry fair, I happened to pass by Kyla, who I didn't know, and she had in front of her the sign-up sheet for the neighborhood assessment. I got very excited.
I
said, oh, you mean we can sign up for this? And she's like, well, yeah, sure.
Christmas came early
yes,
for Tracy.
Yes, I was great. So excited. I was the second name on the list.
That's great. Well, it's really was a wonderful report to read through. And I'm glad that you said that it's something that you might consider professionals to do. Because when I looked mm-hmm. through the process that you took in doing this, it was incredibly intentional. It was incredibly methodical and mm-hmm. thorough. And I would actually encourage anyone who's at Trinity to ask for a copy of it, because it was really well put together. And it looks like you sort of did your work over 8 sessions, mm-hmm. each with its own purpose.
Yep.
I mean, me, myself, if I were to do a community assessment or a neighborhood assessment, I wouldn't know where to start. So how did you start your first session when you guys all met together?
Yeah. So the 8 sessions of the neighborhood assessment were partly based on processes that I had done in the past, and partly based on some of my own background in education. So my work is in community development, and so this is sort of fits with that really well. Mm-hmm. But to start our first session, I thought it was really important to sort of ground ourselves in, first of all, who we were as a team, right? So taking some time just to get to know who else is sitting around this table. So one of the first questions that we asked was like, when you hear the word neighborhood, like what comes to mind for you?
Okay.
Right. And yep. to just getting to know like what experiences we're all bringing to the table. But then also really grounding ourselves in scripture and in God. Right. Like that this isn't a neighborhood assessment that we're doing just because we want to. Right. It's something that we're doing because we feel like we want to know what is God calling us to do in this moment. We looked at some different scriptures. So we looked at, for example, the story of the Good Samaritan, which Jesus tells in response to the question, like, who is my neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at, you know, some of the Old Testament passages where throughout the prophets and the law, there's this really an emphasis on caring for the vulnerable, right? Caring for widows, caring for orphans, caring for the stranger in your midst. And so we looked at those scriptures and we said, who are these people in our context, right? Mm-hmm. Who are the vulnerable people in Streetsville, in Mississauga? And also the other piece that we looked at was some of Jesus's ministry, right? And looking at the fact that Jesus, yes, he came and he preached and he said lots of good things, but he always paired that preaching with deeds, with healing, with feeding people, with spending time with people, right? And so this idea that our ministry comes not just in what we say, but also in what we do. And so therefore, like, we want to follow that model of Jesus.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just want to extend just like sincere gratitude for going through that so thoroughly. So that was just your first mm-hmm. session, a great way to make a foundation for your work. But then you did other types of methods and processes. Mm-hmm. And some of them that I have here are, there was a prayer walk, there mm-hmm. was a census review. Tracy, were you part of those?
Yes, I was. The prayer walk was a practical thing to do, and it was a symbolic thing to do. I think all of us in the group knew enough about the general neighborhood here around the church. Mm-hmm. But when we actually went out and walked around this time, we looked at it differently. We read signs that we'd never read before, or we read them a little bit more closely. We looked at construction areas, and we asked the who, what, when, where, and why questions around those construction areas. We also were just more mindful about walking around. And actually, just to be honest, you know, for me, a highlight of this walk was the people I was walking with. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed talking to them, asking them questions, getting to know them a bit better, and just feeling free to speak openly. And, you know, that's all part of neighborhood and all part of community. So,
wow.
Yeah.
A lot of learning there. Makes me inspired to actually start doing that in my day to day. Just see things through a little bit of a different lens.
Yes. And the census. Well, of course, that excited me. I was glad that you asked me to speak on that. Okay. I looked forward to that particular session for weeks before it came up. So obviously, it was a necessary thing we had to do. Mm-hmm. We need to look at the census to, you know, we're doing a neighborhood assessment. We need to know who's here, who's in the neighborhood. And that's the best way to do it. And of course, Kyla, with her professional background and her skills and just general amazing common sense, knew that she had to organize this meeting for people who are not census statisticians.
Which I assume is at least one or two.
At least one, right? So, of course, it was organized in a way that we could all manage it. And we were able to answer the questions that we may have had. And we were able to find if we were missing something. And I think at the end of the day, we found that what we saw in the census was what we already knew about Streetsville and about Mississauga. So that gave us merit. It gave what we were talking about merit, and mm-hmm. it allowed us to move on in the direction where we seem to be going.
Great. That's great. So important. And then, Jesse, you looked a little bit more at our local community. Maybe I know you drew up some maps mm-hmm. yourselves and then looked at some of the actual needs that you saw. So what did you come up with there?
Yeah, so one thing that's really good, and I think we saw from the earlier picture from before when you at the very beginning, was like defining again what exactly we were actually serving for both Streetsville and the Mississauga community. Yeah. And so we actually drew a map downstairs, and we had to use bad sticky notes, but and we tried to identify like all the different organizations and the businesses that were relevant to what the existing community supports were in the area we're actually serving. And actually one of the best things we did after that was actually going out to ask people, both parishioners and outside the church, what those needs were and if they're actually being addressed in, you know, Streetsville or Mississauga. So we could have a better idea of like where exactly Trinity can address those gaps. It was really eye opening for some of the things that we saw that were actually available, but the same things that, you know, were clearly maybe underserved or, you know, an opportunity for us to actually, you know, maybe address at some point, especially as we're kind of figuring out the fine details of, you know, as, you know, the neighborhood assessment team, like what some of these suggestions we have for, you know, both Rob and the rest of the congregation.
Thank you. Thank you. And then one of my favorite things that I got to read in this neighborhood assessment team, and maybe it's just my visual learner self, mm-hmm. but you did a fun activity called Rocks and Balloons. And mm-hmm. I actually asked our tech team to put up some of the pictures here. And maybe, Kyla, you can just talk us through just briefly what this was all about.
Yeah, so Rocks and Balloons is like one of the reasons that I like this tool is because it's a very visual tool and it's a way to bring a lot of information together in like a sort of compact way. And so the point of Rocks and Balloons is you have this middle line, and the middle line is the goal. It's the dream, right? And so for Streetsville, we talked about it being a welcoming and a safe community where everyone's needs are met. And for Trinity, we talked about it being a place where we are reaching out and where everyone is feeling welcome. And so balloons are the things that are lifting us up, that are really pulling us towards our goal. And rocks are the things that are weighing us down, the things that maybe are detracting from our goal. Mm-hmm. And so this is just a really visual way to sort of see, like, what are we dealing with? What is our situation? What are the things that we can be really grateful for and maybe that we should build on? And what are some of the things that we're aware of as challenges? And so we did this exercise first in a team. So each individual member of the team completed this rocks and balloons template. And then we talked through it together and we said, okay, what are some of the common things, you know, that we all identified as rocks or balloons? Mm-hmm. And then we went away from that meeting and each person was asked to go and talk to their neighbors, right? To go and talk to somebody at the church and somebody outside of the church. So that we could then, you know, we don't want this to just be about, you know, what the seven of us sitting in a circle think. But like, what does our actual wider community think as well? And so we added those insights into this rocks and balloons exercise.
Wow, that's great. And I think there's even another one up there too, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the one. Yeah, oh, there we go. Yeah, so this is the one for Trinity. And what's important to sort of recognize about this is that, like, all of these things on there are things that are contextual factors of our situation, but they're not necessarily things that we can change, or maybe, like, there are some things that maybe we don't want to change. You know, maybe that's just true of who we are and that, yeah, that's central to our identity, but it's still important to put it out there and to say, this is a factor, right? That is impacting what we're able to do.
Mm-hmm. That rock is going to be there no matter what.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Yeah. Well, I really think that you did a lot of really good work, and then you had to take all of these findings, and then, which I assume was probably another challenge in itself, but yep, one that you did quite well. And you gathered the information, and you addressed the strengths, and you looked at the weaknesses, you found opportunities, and then you came up with some, I guess you assessed everything, and then you came up with some actions that you wanted to take, and that you want to encourage Trinity to take as well, going forward from all of that. So let's talk a little bit about the findings. And then also about what you've decided to do with those findings. So I know you broke down the actions into three main categories. Yeah. Acts of service. You talked about cultivating community and then ongoing learning. Mm-hmm. So I can see three different dimensions to all of this. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the findings and then how we can take those into acts of service, Kyla?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it was important for us to recognize that there are certain particular opportunities or ministries that Trinity could engage in, but also that, you know, one of the findings was that some of the things that people are experiencing are not necessarily things that they need a particular ministry to support them with, but that they just need relationship to support them with, right? And so we wanted to both set you know, these really specific opportunities, but also give everyone an opportunity to engage wherever they're at. Yeah, so in terms of the acts of service, there was sort of three really specific or concrete options that we sort of came up with. So the first was that there was an opportunity to engage in some sort of ministry in long-term care homes. And so in the past, that ministry has looked like, you know, going in and providing something similar to a Sunday service, you know, where there's some scripture reading and some music and things like that. And that's certainly something that could start again, or it could be something different, you know, just some opportunity for social time and playing games or whatever that is. But noticing that need to care, particularly for seniors and those who might be feeling isolated.
Mm-hmm. Which actually, I'm just going to side note, ties in really nicely to the sermon we just had.
Yeah.
Where Rob was speaking about our aging population and Jesus's care for these people.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, perfect. For sure.
Perfect timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the second ministry sort of opportunity that we thought about was starting some sort of a community meals program. So an opportunity for folks who maybe can't afford a meal or maybe don't have time or maybe are just feeling isolated, right? Like folks who are living alone or folks who, you know, single parents and things like that, where they can just come and have a meal together and engage in both that physical nourishment, but also that like social and emotional nourishment of community.
Great.
Yeah. And then third was some sort of a volunteer service team. So this would be something that could provide really practical support to folks, you know, so helping with shoveling snow or raking leaves, or if someone's moving and they need help with that, right? Just a group of people who would be dedicated to showing up when something needs to get done. So those were our sort of three opportunities that we're sort of presenting to the church. But of course, those opportunities don't happen by themselves. there needs to be folks who are willing to lead those things or to volunteer and engage in those things. And so right now we're looking for folks who feel like they might be called to participate in those in some way, particularly folks who are willing to lead them, but even folks who are just willing to show up and to say, I'll show up and help cook a meal or clean some dishes or shovel snow or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And so if that's something that other people are interested in, I would definitely encourage you to reach out to myself or to reach out to Pastor Rob. You can find his email address on the website if you're not here in person.
Yep.
So, yeah, just to think about what opportunities you might want to take advantage of.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Those are all, I love that they're so practical.
Mm-hmm.
So practical. So those were the actions. And then there was this idea of cultivating community, which I suppose makes sense in this neighborhood type approach. So how do we cultivate a community? What came out of this? Tracy, do you have any notes on that?
I do have notes, Elizabeth.
Oh, you do, yes.
If you don't mind, I do have my notes because I don't want to forget anything.
No, I don't appreciate that. Actually.
And I could go on for a long time, so I don't want to do that either. Yes, I love how today's sermon ties in exactly with what we're speaking about. Today's sermon was about a care community. It was about relationship. It was about caring for our elderly parents and just the aging population in general. Cultivating community. I looked up the word cultivating finally this morning after I was ready to come in. And, you know, cultivating usually is a word around farming, right? And working, getting your hands dirty. And some words that came up are prepare for crops, dig, turn, plow, fertilize, farm, and work.
Wow.
That is the word for those are the words for cultivating.
So this will not come by easily.
Well, on the other hand, it will. And that's what I want to talk about.
Love that.
So again, Kyla's questions to the congregation last week were, what is God calling us to do? And what can we be quick to respond to? And the acts of service that she mentioned just now are acts of service we can be quick to respond to. In our meetings, these questions came up, maybe with different words or in different forms, but we kept coming back to the same thing, acts of service. And I think that's because that's something we don't see much of in the world today. And it's something that is becoming in higher demand because of the aging population. And time and action are the hot commodities here. People need to take the time and the action to cultivate community. And we're not talking about big things. And the big thing about cultivating community is it doesn't happen within the church walls. Mm-hmm. Most of us are here for less than 2 hours on a Sunday, and that's it for the week. Mm-hmm. We live the rest of our lives out in the world. And that's where we can be doing things to build relationships. So I just want to mention four things of how acts of service cultivate community. Mm-hmm. First of all, as Kyla said, everyone can participate. It's all inclusive. You don't need skills or special talents to be part of this type of thing. So if a person feels that they can sign up for something they can do, they feel confident. They go to do that thing feeling confident. The job or the task gets done. They can stand back and say, I was a part of that. Mm-hmm. And that means they feel like they belong.
Mm-hmm.
And when they feel they belong, that's part of cultivating community. And the person they did it for feels like they belong too. I'm a part of something. These people came and shared with me and they did this with me. I belong.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of cultivating community. Also, it's a wonderful way to get, I believe we probably have 5 generations in this church. And I believe that acts of service are ways of getting the different generations mingling. And there's a list that could go on forever on how that might look, but let's just leave that for today. Also, acts of service are a tangible way for all of us, but I'd like to highlight particularly middle school, high school, and young adults, to become more well-rounded as people. They can learn new skills. They may find new interests, career interests. They would certainly have something interesting to put on their resume as a fun fact, which then becomes a conversation piece in their job interview, which then sets them apart from other applicants.
Very true.
I mean, there's so much that everyone can gain from this. At the end of the day, if you've experienced the act of giving, you also have the opportunity to experience joyful giving, which is given to you by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And if you experience that once, you'll just want to keep doing it again and again and again. Sunday mornings are a starting place for establishing community, but cultivating community means moving and doing things and stepping outside and serving in simple, tangible ways, which could make the world of difference to someone.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful and very true. And I love that you're so encouraging to everybody. And at Trinity, we've talked, I think, a bit about this ability to connect with all the generations. Mm-hmm. And I think that you're just dead on, that this would mm-hmm. be a fantastic opportunity mm-hmm. That would have a ripple effect.
Yes.
Right? And a ripple effect and multidimensional nature to this type of community.
And with the church's mission to grow young, mm-hmm. You know, the elderly people know what I'm talking about. They did this. Their parents did this.
Yeah.
My generation and younger, we don't really know about this as much. It's more of an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to create people who are like the generations three or four older mm-hmm. than us.
To learn. To yes. learn from them and then to do.
Exactly.
Yes, which seems to be a theme here. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, there was so much good learning that came out of this. But I love that Tracy said at the beginning, she's lived in Mississauga for almost her entire life, and it's changed. And one of the elements that came out of this report is that there's a need for ongoing learning. Mm-hmm. Right, Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that was the biggest thing. And you can kind of see from the rocks and balloons picture, there's a lot of different topics. And it was actually really hard to narrow down exactly what we could potentially do. And I think that's one thing we want to keep in mind as a church, as we move forward. Like, we're just scratching the surface here, especially with the initial stuff we're doing. That's by no means the only thing we're going to start off with. And one thing I would encourage a lot of people in the congregation, either individually or maybe in your life groups, is maybe kind of discuss this further and to think, like, you know, what things do we notice as a group, or mm-hmm. what do I do individually on a like a basis where I do address some of these concerns or community needs, but you know, we can maybe do on a larger scale at Trinity. And I think that's part of what Kyla's trying to do, is asking people to potentially step up and reach out to her and Rob and share a bit more about their expertise, because we know there's so many people in our community that actively do help in their own ways. You know, either they're serving at like a food bank, they're doing other stuff for seniors on an individual basis, but we could potentially expand or rely on you guys to kind of get that ball rolling. So again, it's not just a matter of us, you know, saying, oh, we know this is what the community needs, right? Us, like, listening to both people within and outside the church, we can really address something and, you know, make positive change for the better.
That's right. That's right. I'm excited to hear what stories come out of this. Mm-hmm. I would love to sit down with you three again, maybe in half a year from now. And hopefully we have, you know, some teams going. We would have maybe some new needs. We'd also see some new strengths. Maybe we'd see a few more balloons even there, yeah. too. You never know. But I love that you also said that people at Trinity are encouraged to get involved. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested in knowing more, in helping more, in just finding out more, or even just sharing a story that you have, make sure to contact Kyla or Rob or even just the office in general, yeah. and we'll be sure to connect with you.
Yeah.
So thank you for taking the time. I keep wanting to say community assessment team. I was told it was the neighborhood assessment team. All right. So thank you very much, neighborhood assessment team, for taking the time away from your coffee hour to share with us about all of this hard work that you've done and all the blessings that you've given to Trinity and to our greater community. Mm-hmm.